Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. Please accept my apology for the time. We have just 1 hour to, well, 7:47, and we have just 1 hour from 8 to 9 tonight. And I'm still trying to get my myself together here. We'll ask maybe Brother Suja. Brother Suja, are you on? Could one of your brothers make Assalamu alaikum. I pray that
I'll say the prayer.
Okay, thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. You said you're going to say the prayer. Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace, not of those whom thy wrath is brought down, not those who go astray. Amen.
Amen.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. And thank you. Yes, we're into it again. We're going to make this the best Ramadan that we've had. That's what we've been saying, you know. We couldn't wait for it, and now we don't want to crash, and it just started. But I apologize for the delay. But I had to get myself vaccinated here, drowned and sleeping and everything. But inshallah. Yeah, all smoothly. Welcome to the message of concern. The removal of all racial images. The removal of all images from worship that portray divine and the psychological effect that those images have on the minds of the world's children. And we do plan, it's sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School and Brother Ameen Yasir Muhammad from Los Angeles, California. We have hosts. Number one is myself, Sister Daya Akbar, and Brother Abdul Akbar, who's out now on Dawah. He didn't get in yet, but Brother Abdul Akbar. We're from Decatur, Georgia. We have Sister Quran and Brother Suja Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we have Brother Muhammad Sharif and Sister Shafiqa Sharif, not Shafiqa, oh my goodness. Sharifa, Sister Sharifa Sharif from New York. And we welcome you. We're going to take it slow and easy right about now. And because I still didn't break fast, and I don't know who else on the line who did not break fast yet. But I'm going to give me a little drink of water in a minute as soon as maybe I can say this. This is by this being Ramadan, and we're going to take it easy and kind of slow and not to let anybody disturb our peace so we can continue our fast the way we're supposed to. And we want to share it with the guests that come on about Ramadan and explain some things to them about Ramadan, if that's feasible for everybody. And then it'll also include the children, because some children we know at certain ages are not too fast. And we want to just let them know that when the new ones come on, well, we can discuss it amongst ourselves as well. It seems like the three of us are on now. Brother Suja, Brother Muhammad Sharif, myself, and Sister Quran. Well, it was four of us on right now. I'm sure she's on. And is Sister Sharifa on? Is she around? Does she have other meetings to go to? Brother Muhammad. Yes, she says she's not going to be able to get on tonight, Daya.
Okay, I can understand that. I can understand that. Okay, then, tell her we'll see her next time. And Ramadan Mubarak. Okay. Well, at least she'll be listening. At least she'll hear a little. Yeah. Ramadan Mubarak, sister.
Assalamu alaikum,
Dahir.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Oh, alaikum assalam, Sharifa. Ramadan Mubarak. I can understand that you won't be able to tune in tonight with the reading or whatever, but you'll be off in the house somewhere listening, inshallah. Maybe you can be able to speak up or contribute to some part or another to what's being taught on the line tonight, inshallah, about Ramadan to the guests. Not the guest. Well, yes, the guest. We don't have a guest speaker. No, we don't. Not for tonight, but inshallah we will. Sometime during Ramadan, inshallah we have two or three, you know. So we're going to just start off with maybe one of the brothers. I'm trying to get my mouth together here, y'all. My mouth is still dry. Trying to get him to give me some water in a minute. Didn't break fast yet, but one of the brothers or anybody would like to explain and share with us and be reminded of what Ramadan is all about for us, you know, since we don't have any guests on. And to bring you up to date, yes, that sister, the sister was with the homeschool. She is available. But she's just, well, not available to speak with us, but she is still here in Atlanta. And even though she travels and all, she's back in Atlanta now, but she can't give us a date right now because she is filled up with her modeling and acting and all that sort of stuff that she's into. But during Ramadan, inshallah, she'll be able to take some time out because she did teach the children during her teaching stages about Ramadan, because, you know, like I remember telling you, my great-granddaughter was under her teachings, and she did very well. The young sister did very well with my great-grand. So we're praying that she'll be able to come on before Ramadan is over, okay? But if there's, maybe we can start out with some one of the brothers explaining to us about what Ramadan is all about. Refresh our memories and still share and bring us up to par and get us our gray matter working also. And we can share some things about Ramadan that we know that if we did have guests on the line or if guests do come on the line, they'll hear us discussing it, you know, and maybe be able to ask questions about it or someone that does know about it still joining in and participating and keeping our mind on the alert of what we're supposed to be doing and compared to when it first started. You know, there's a big difference in our Ramadan now, Ramadan time, than it was when it first started. And that's a good history. I can remember it too. Okay, so we have someone who would like to do that, and I guess, that's not his hand. But I pray everybody hear what I said. No, that was me pointing to your number. You didn't raise your hand. Okay, so who wants to start first? Brother Muhammad? Sharif? Brother Sujah? Muhammad? Sister Quran? Muhammad? I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you now. Yes, I can.
Okay. Okay, I'm reading from the Muslim Journal. The last issue that we have is February 17th through the 23rd, it looks like. But anyway, it says, page 15, Imam Dabdeen Muhammad speaks. A review of Imam Dabdeen Mohammed's early lessons on Ramadan. This is part one.
One minute. Can you hold? Could you hold on 1 minute for me, please, Brother Sharif?
Okay.
It seems like I got another line coming in from Murfreesboro. My daughter must be emergency. Hold on, please. How do I do this now? Okay, hold and accept. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Sharif?
Yes.
Thank you. That was my daughter in Murfreesboro calling, saying Ramadan Mubarak. She knows on Blog Talk Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay.
I guess you know now, right?
Yep, I guess I know. She knows now because I had to go. They want to talk. I can't talk. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Brother Sharif. Thank you.
Yes, Imam, a review of Imam Dabdeen Mohammed's earliest lessons on Ramadan. It's part one. The editor's note. Imam Dabdeen Mohammed was interviewed by Wali F. Muhammad, the communicator. I know y'all remember the communicator, right?
Yes. We do. Sister Alima's brother. Uh-huh.
For radio station WBEE on August 15th, 1978. Following are excerpts from that interview. The communicator. He says, exactly what is Ramadan and what is the actual significance and meaning of Ramadan? Imam Muhammad, I believe a brief and quicker answer is that Ramadan is an effort to please God. But to please God, we have to improve our morals. To improve our morals, we have to practice self-restraint. So fasting is a practice of self-restraint. Communicator. Ramadan lasts for how long? Imam Muhammad, 30 days and 30 days is a kind of symbolic number representing completion. A 30-day month is really the lunar month. The moon completes its phase in a period of about 30 days, so it represents phase. I would say this world is in a phase. And if we fast the month of Ramadan for a whole 30 days, it's symbolic of remaining obedient and upright and decent, restraining our anti-social drive for the sake of God, for the whole life. Ramadan is 30 days, but it represents a whole life. Communicator, is there significance to the word Ramadan? Does it have specific meaning? Imam Muhammad, yes, it does. It is very interesting that you asked that question. In fact, you are the first one to ask me that question. The word Ramadan itself tells us a lot about Ramadan. I was blessed to be given the meaning of it. I was discussing the meaning of Ramadan with Dr. Akbar Muhammad, who is an assistant professor of Black Studies in New York State. You know, Akbar is Imam's brother, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he stayed in Tennessee for a long time, going to university with him. Uh-huh.
Right, okay. Who is an assistant professor of Black Studies in New York State, who happens to be my brother. He told me, quote, I'm going to do some research. And he came back with some meaning of Ramadan. Historically, meanings, development of the meaning of that word Ramadan. He said that the earlier meaning of Ramadan was simply the wrapping of the feet of the animals that walk the desert in the heat of the day. I have been in the Middle East, in Arabia, where it is still very hot in the middle of the day. Temperatures go up there 100 degrees and sometimes higher. And the sand is so hot that you can barely touch it with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So as a mercy to the animals, they wrap the animal's feet so that the trotting across the desert is not so unbearable for the animal, not so painful on the animal's tender feet. So God inspired Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to call our month of Ramadan, and it means that we get the protection from the fires of sin, from the heat of sin. If we practice fasting, it gives us a protection and a wrapping as a protection for the tender feet of the animal. So that the hot desert of the animal on the hot desert is such not materialistic world that's dry. Say in the hot narcissistic world that's sometimes dry, like a desert in terms of moral development. The fasting is a discipline that serves us from the pain of the fires of sin. Ramadan means the cooling from the fires of sin. Communicator, is there a historic beginning of Ramadan? Imam Muhammad, yes, Ramadan begins in the lunar month that is called Ramadan. It comes before the Hajj month, the pilgrimage. The third month is actually Ramadan. Ramadan began with the recitation of the Quran that God inspired Prophet Muhammad and blessed him with the revelation message, universal message for the whole of mankind, the whole family, upon the whole human family. It began in the month of Ramadan. There is a verse in the Quran where Allah says that the month of Ramadan is a month in which the Holy Quran was revealed. Communicator. So that was also commemorating the date when the Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Imam Muhammad. Not so much commemorating because a Muslim has the world of God in his mind at the day, at all times during the day. In our prayers, we pray from the Quran. The verses that we pray, that we use in our standard prayers, are the revealed verses of the Quran. The opening prayer, which is maybe similar to the Lord's Prayer for the Christians, called Al-Fatiha. That's the first chapter of the Quran, and we have to say it is in every prayer, and we have to say it in every prayer. The prayer consists of other verses recited from the Quran. There is a definite connection, and the connection is in the results that we get. The message that Prophet Muhammad received from Allah, the Quran, the scripture is itself a cleansing and a cooling. It is a cleansing for the moral man and a cooling on his mild passions, so that we don't become too extremist in our desires for worldly things and for antisocial, anti-human things. So fasting is aimed at the same object, and that is to cultivate the best in that person and to weed out the worst in that person. So the fasting is a month of Ramadan. We fast because that is the purpose of revelation. God sent this revelation in the month of Ramadan, and the purpose of it is moral strength. I notice this needs talking right now. Notice now she's speaking about a moral strength. Okay, I'll continue to read. God sent a revelation in the month of Ramadan, and the purpose of it is moral strength and to help us, aid us in our desire to restrain our harmful drive, harmful appetites. Communicator. It keeps us in balance and in check. Imam Muhammad. It keeps us in balance and check. Yes. In fact, every discipline in Islam aims at checking the person morally and spiritually and to help him in carrying his responsibility. The weight of his responsibility to God and to society without a lot of unnecessary problems, such as a wild beast craving for things that are really passing away, transitory things. Communicator. Does Ramadan mean the absence of food and drink during the day? Imam Muhammad. I heard the late leader, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who is not so much right now identified with our religion. He is identified with our business development and business interests and social reform interests. I remember he asked the question, why do we abstain from eating in the day during and eat at night? He never answered, and nobody ever answered him. He never answered it himself. Oh, first time I heard that. I have learned from my study of the Bible, the Judaic religion, that is, the Quran says, Allah says in the Quran that fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed to those before you, meaning the Jews, the Christians, and others. We have learned that fasting comes right along with the hope of the fast of the God fearing people for a victory over the wickedness in society, for a victory over the wicked people, a wicked doing of the society. The hope for, as the Bible says, kingdom of God. The hope for a society of righteous people on earth without having to fear being persistent for their being persecuted for their faith. This was the hope of the people. Hope is in the Quran. It is our hope, too. We hope for a time when we will not be bothered with criminal people, fear wicked people who persecute us simply because we believe in God. As Allah says in the Quran, simply because they believe in God. Believed in Allah. The fasting was practiced by the Jews and the Christians in almost every way, told to fast, pray, and watch. They spent the house in the night fasting, praying, and watching. Watching for what? The coming of dawn, the dawning of moral enlightenment, of ethics, of a fine culture society. They prayed for that day. And we as Muslims are actually a kind of fulfillment. We are an answer to that symbolism of praying in the dark. Jesus said of his world's light, meaning the world's spiritual guidance. It is darkness. So the sun is symbolic of this world's guidance, and we don't eat in the day, meaning don't eat by the light of this world. Guidance, wait. for this world got us to go down. Now, look, a couple more paragraphs. Due to this world, that's what it means. Being blind to this world guide us, and then God will guide you. As Allah says in the Quran, Mutar for Allah, die so that you will live. It means die for this world's false guidance, false spiritual guidance, so that you will become alive in the real truth that God has revealed of his prophet Muhammad, peace be, blessing be upon him. Is this the end of part one? There's two people
okay.
Continue.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Therese. I'm closing my blinds here while you talk.
Please accept my apology for my bad reading this day. May Allah forgive me my mistake.
Okay, appreciate it. I thank you.
You're welcome.
The bottom of that paper, though, the issue. I've got to be what each of the paper is.
Oh, yeah, that's
what it is. Was it from journal or the Muhammad Sea paper?
Yeah, that's February the 17th to the 23rd, 2024.
Okay.
February the 17th to the 23rd.
Okay. And that's this year?
Yeah, this year, yeah.
Okay. 17th to the 23rd, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That came right on time, too. Right on time.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Now, I would like to say something else in this issue.
This is the issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know I
hit
them three right there. Red one.
Yeah, you probably have it. Okay, 26th
and 23rd. You said 19th to 23rd, didn't you?
Yes, that's right. Volume 48, number 27, February 23rd to the, February 17th through the 23rd, 2024.
Okay. Thank you. All right, then, 2024.
They got the two blankets.
Saran, you want me to let me mute you? We hear you talk about the blankets and all, sister. Let me mute you. I thought maybe Suja wanted to say something. You wanted to say something too, and it's not but the three of us online on the broadcast here. That's why I just left it open. I might want to chip into it. So, now, does anybody else, Suja, you have anything too to add to the Ramadan from what Brother Sharif just read in additional? Because...
No, ma'am. That was sufficient.
That covered it all then. Okay. I just want to say something about the past. How I remember Ramadan when I first... accepted El Islam, or the Islam at that time they called it Islam, and then we have the true Islam, so we call it El Islam. So it was in December. It was, if I recall, I think it was every December we might have had the Ramadan during that time, because that was the time when people were spending money with all the decorations and the Christmas decorations and all that kind of stuff, and. But we had Ramadan instead, and we were taught to eat a poor man's meal at the break of fasting. We were told to eat a poor man's meal, but now they have it. They can have so much food you can take it home, leftovers from the breakfast wherever you go, and you have enough to eat for the next two, 3 days.
but now in our, like now in our homes, we didn't have like a iftar the way they have it now. We might visit each other in our homes, you know, and we might have had fish and bean soup, you know, or something that was a regular meal, no expensive cut meats and stuff like that. No extravagance. That was a time to save, you know. That was really the time to save. But we were literally givers during Ramadan, during that time, and we were reminded of that frequently. That's the time that you give because you know that you're going to be blessed and Allah is going to be giving you back, you know. So that would be the time that you would help the poor, put special emphasis on that during that time, giving to the community, you know, and be feeding to the people like that. And we were very good at that particular time of visiting each other's homes and enjoying each other's company and sharing knowledge with each other. The real sister and brotherly love that we had for each other and the unity that we had, cohesiveness that we had with each other. And that just made things real good for us. And we were so excited when Ramadan would come in. And sometimes it start, like I said, it started in December, but sometimes it went on when we learned better and got more knowledgeable of it. It would come like the days now, according to the lunar calendar. It would come like the days now. And the time now and during the days now. So it would be hot sun. Some of us would still be working. But we were so, our faith was so strong. And we loved Islam so much, I guess because we were just being introduced to it. And it was new information that was being given to us. And it was really alluring to us and exciting to us and something that we are doing that nobody else knows of and that have nobody else is doing. We didn't know at that time really about the Catholics fasting, doing their fast, you know, Lent, doing all that kind of stuff. But it was not like our Ramadan, though. It was definitely not like our Ramadan. Mouths would be dry, but we would be talking about it and just saying, we're going to do this, and that would be our incentive for each other. You know, we're doing this for Allah. That's what we thought during that time. We didn't do it for ourselves. but the Quran was the main thing that we supposed to be reading at the time. And we're supposed to be getting an education in and knowledge of, you know, the Quran, and we got more into Quran, but because a lot of us really were not as serious that we know of, especially at that time, not as serious to buckle down and learn the Quran, you know, or read the Quran. Where I was, rather, I put it that way, where I was in Newark, New Jersey at the time, you know, when the Ramadan first started, and we started fasting and all. But at the end of Ramadan, the Eid, oh, that was the exciting part for the children, and we made sure we gave them a big reward, too, because to our children, the Eid was like the end of Ramadan. The Eid was like a Christmas for the non-Muslim children, and it was just so exciting for them, and they exchanged gifts, and they do the same thing now, you know, at the end of Ramadan. This is all at the end of Ramadan on the Eid feast. And it's still exciting to us. We give our children and different family members and friends and other sisters and brothers gifts. And we pull names, you know, put names in the boxes and all that kind of stuff and shake it up. And the name you get would be the sister or the brother or the family that you would give gifts to, you know. And the children, oh, they just had a ball. They had a ball. And then the sisters that were married, we were very excited because we would get things like outfits or like a nice dressy outfit or something that a husband would give us or ring, jewelry, you know, something like that, you know. And we would be so excited about that. because during that time we all did a lot of sacrificing and we didn't look for much. And whatever we got, we were so grateful and so thankful to whoever they gave it to us. You know, like doing the exchanging of gifts and the, like I said, what your husband would get you, you know, as a surprise. You wouldn't know what it was going to be, didn't know he was going to get it, and vice versa. Sisters give the husbands things too, you know, give them things too. So it was really exciting at that time, and you know, we kept it exciting, you know, and we didn't think anything about having any kind of decorations and all that kind of stuff like they do with the Christmas trees and all that. And we don't have a lot of that now, but it has changed because now in some of the homes, and we have been told too that we can put decorations, but it won't be not like no Christmas tree or no decorations outside where everybody will know in our house it's like a Christmas. In our house, we just have a little wreaths, you know, that we can see, or little lights, you know, in our house, in your own home. And I think we had a Sister Quran over here at Atlanta Masjid, over education. She had a session a couple of days, I think it was, on one of the, was it 360? Just a special time, you know, it wasn't an ongoing thing, but just at that particular time during Ramadan, this, you know, now, and she was teaching about the kind of decorations that we could have, you know, that would make people know that we were celebrating Ramadan, like they celebrate Christmas. With a real meaning, a different meaning, you know. And I was trying to. Did you mention? I come and said writing notes. Did you mention, Brother Muhammad, about the origin or the beginning of Ramadan and how it first started?
No, I didn't mention that. No.
Okay. Good then. That'll be something that we'll look up. And we'll find out the beginning of Ramadan and how it first started, like they do have the beginning of Christmas and how Christmas first started for the pagans, you know. So we will be able to look that up and find that out.
Yeah, when our Ramadan first started, as you were saying, before Imam Muhammad came in, mm-hmm. we were just... having what we call Ramadan at that time was in December.
Only in December.
The tradition and everything, we just fasting every December. You know, away
right.
from that Christmas thing.
Yes.
Then when Nam came in, because a lot of us had never, when Nam came in 75, a lot of us had never heard of Nam Muhammad. We didn't know nothing about him when he first came to Harlem, New York, about a month mm-hmm. before his father passed. When he came, he had a beard. I mean, that was kind of shocking. Like I said, a lot of didn't even know anything about Wallace Muhammad. We didn't know he put out.
Right.
We didn't know nothing about Wallace. We didn't know nothing about
uh-huh.
him. And when he came... It was a big day, because I remember when the captain made a notification that all the messages were all going to come together in these American surveyors. Because this time
uh-huh.
we had what we called satellites. We had
right.
Seven, number one, number seven, number seven, A, seven, B, seven, C, seven, D.
Uh-huh.
I think we went all the way up to the, about seven F, I think. But anyway, we heard
right?
now, wife's going to be coming in. All everybody in New York came to Matthew Malcolm Square. And when the man came in, because at that time we were all clean shaven. Nobody had no beard or nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Right.
When the man came in, he had on the suit. You know, the suit, we see the one where he pointed to his head.
Uh-huh.
He had the suit and he had a beard on. I mean, that was shocking to all of them. We saw no muscle with no beard. He now came with a beard and all that. And he started talking. And I said to myself, he talking like he's the leader. And we knew everybody knew Elijah Muhammad is the leader. But that was like I said about a month before the Honorable Elijah Muhammad passed.
Right.
And
right.
I said to myself, I mean, my thoughts, I was even thinking to myself, I hope nobody can see my thoughts or what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like, this is the leader. He's talking like he's the leader.
Like you feel that, man. You can feel that.
You can feel it, man. You feel it. Yeah. Like I say, you're the only one in the whole community that have a beard.
That right there alone by itself made him stand out and everybody pay attention.
And saying some of the things he was saying, like he's saying, like he's the leader. I mean, he was
talking.
He said, I'm not going to say a thing that he said. And he said, well, his brother, he's just going to have to listen to me because he's going to have to fall in line with me. Whoa, I see. And before I tell you something about myself here, and I had come up through the ranks, you know, I came in on the fish force and all that went through the ranks, and I came through a lieutenant. At that time, they only had the captain, you know, Millicent, the captain, and the lieutenant. Well, they're going to try something different. And that's why they're going to try something different because the lieutenants, I mean, they were on all camera because sometimes they would leave home and they were gone for a week before you come back home. I mean, the pressure. So if they're going to try something else, we're going to get some help because we need some help.
Yeah.
And they came up with an idea of what he called, can't think of the name right now. But it wasn't lieutenant, it was it'll come back to me. It'll come back to me. But anyway.
What did he do? Sharif? Last name? I think I know something about what you're talking about. I remember something about that. Okay. Wasn't his last name Sharif? No.
What is? Here in New York, no, there was a captain, Eustace Shaw. He was a captain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, they came up with an idea. They called a field lieutenant, not lieutenant, field lieutenant. And I understood that because I was in the military and I understood about the ranks and how they break down things like that. And they said, we're going to try something that we have four different squads, A, B, C, and D. It's called, and the four brothers they selected for the field lieutenant. Now, when the man came in, the man, he made that talk that he was speaking. Now, I said, I'm not going to deal with this, because what I had recently became a field lieutenant about a few months before the man came to leadership. So we were getting ready to go to the stage today. The next day, we heard that Elijah Muhammad had passed. We were going to see today. We had gone out the day before to get money. Sometimes the brothers didn't show up. They didn't make charity or they didn't give that money for the paper, nothing like that. They didn't show up. So sometimes the field lieutenants, we have to go out to their house and get the money for them. So when we went to this one place, one brother's house, he said, I just haven't been out because I just haven't had the money. I haven't had the money. That's why I haven't been out. So I said to myself, I don't know how I'm going to continue this. And I know once we go back, I'm going to make it known that I'm not going to nobody's house getting no money from nobody. Sometimes people just don't have money. That's why they don't come out. I said, I don't know how I'm going to tell them when I get back. I don't know how it's going to go. But I'm going to tell them I can't handle this field lieutenant. I'm not going to do it anymore. I know what
I hear
happened to me, you know.
I hear you. That's right. I hear you.
But when we went to say today and the man came up, he started speaking. You know, you know all the pictures we got with people lifting up on his shoulder and all that. He spoke on the floor. His brother spoke. And all of and now we overheard that. The man came up.
Right.
He said, the dead rise. The dead rise. I think that's chapter 75, I think. Does Doug man think that he will be left alone? That's what the man thought.
Well, right, that's right.
Making his changes. I had to deal with telling nobody anything, because when he came back after that save the day, he started making changes. We started taking the tails out the last year. All the papers, I mean, we had papers stacked up in the room, and everybody, the cars and the trucks under the bed. We had paper everywhere.
Papers everywhere.
All those papers. We cleaned out everything. Man, I mean,
making furniture out of papers.
The man was changing the same thing. He's switching the leaders around. Oh, I mean, it was a great day. I mean, praise each other.
I know it was. Oh, yeah. It was a new day. Yeah, it was a new day. Mm-hmm. He came out like thunder. The winds of emotion were not disturbed.
That's right.
The winds of emotion will not disturb this house.
Lord Akbar.
Those were the good old days. They were hard. A lot of us sacrificed, but we loved it.
Yeah.
And we stuck close, and we loved each other. You know, if I had bean soup and you didn't, then it was just like you had bean soup, because we're going to share. We did that those days. I'll never forget that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when my husband had to go to jail for some problem they had gotten in my first year. Oh, yeah. I was in Newark, New Jersey at the time, because the snow was snowing. It kept on snowing from the time we left New Jersey to the time we got to Chicago. I mean, that snow was deep, but we just kept on battling it. It was myself and a sister that worked with me at the VA hospital at the time, and her husband was a driver. I tell you, we had a time. And that little brother, he took us on through safely. And Lord bless us to be safe to get there. And they were just lined. Everybody was just lined on the steps of the Masjid there, Masjid Mariam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were lined on the steps. So the temple number one. Temple number, what temple was that now? Number two.
Temple number two.
Yeah, they were lined up on those steps when we come in to Chicago and we went over in that area. Oh, I tell you, it was such a beautiful sight. Even though the snow was high and it was cold, boy, like Lou Rawls used to say, them winds, them Chicago, that wind blowing around Chicago wind ain't nothing like it.
Right.
You have your goulashes and everything on. He's in your goulash.
Lou Rawls called the Mighty Hawk.
The Almighty Hawk, yeah. He sure did. Yeah, but we enjoyed it. We would come in on planes. We could come in cars, or whichever way we could get there. We would always try to make it our Savior's Day. Always made our Savior's Day. Traveling from everywhere. That's right. Absolutely. Oh, I remember those days. So my children were born. I was carrying one and had one by the hand.
Right.
And when my husband went to prison, oh, that was a terrible thing. Because the one I was carrying had not been born yet. And her name is Bushra Ahila.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, Bushra is a new moon.
All right. Okay.
And the moon represents the female, you know. So that's what I named her. Yeah, Bushra is good news. Bushra is good news, and Ahila is a new moon. Yeah, good news is a new moon. Female child. But anyway, Brother Frank, you remember Brother Frank, don't you? Frank Simmons and his brothers. The one that Brother Osmond.
Oh, yeah, Osmond Sharif.
His name is Osmond Sharif, Brother Osmond, he was a good friend. He and my husband were very, very good friends. Very good friends. Went to school together up there in New Jersey, in Newark, New Jersey. So, but anyway, he came over. You know how they used to tell each other's, the brothers in each other's families, you know. When one of the brothers getting incarcerated or getting locked down or locked up, you know,
We got to see, make sure the family is still took care of. So he brought money
right.
over there for me and the church to eat, you know, and to be able to, he didn't money for bills, sister. I said, no, brother Frank, thank you, you know, because I will always work, always work. So anyway, he gave me this money, and I never forgot it, even before my husband got out. When we got the money back up together, when I was able to get that money, saving money up to pay him back, and then my husband had gotten out a few weeks after, you know, I paid him back. But he was such a godsend and a blessing to us because we were getting ready to be hungry. During those days, you know, we didn't make much money anyway. When all the expenses was on you and your husband was gone, oh boy. Yeah, but getting that money back, we were real close, mm-hmm. all of us. So the brothers looked after the sisters whose husband was incarcerated, and they had children. Now, if she was single, they didn't do too much, you know, because, you know, we didn't have any many situations, you know. But with the children, if they had children, oh, yeah. The brothers would ask the sisters, now, sister, you okay? You know, sister, you all right? You know, single sister, yes, we all right. You know, we all right. But with the one with the children and the husband incarcerated, mm-hmm. yeah, we were looked after very good. Praise be to Allah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Praise be to Allah.
No, none like that nowadays. Everybody's saying, I ain't got no money. I got just enough money to take care of my own family. I ain't got no You know how we can get nowadays. I ain't got no money. I got just enough money to take care of my own family. Some of them are like that.
And you know, Imam was yeah. right about that, too. Imam was right.
Yeah.
God's faith, your family. See, we had it. That's why he turned around a whole lot of stuff that we were doing wasn't correct. We take care of building a nation. We
right.
weren't looking at our family, mm-hmm. and we weren't taking care of our family first.
That's right.
That wasn't right.
Yes, right. That's absolutely
everybody
right.
was concentrating on building a nation, the nation of Islam.
Right. Neglecting our family.
Yes, that's true. And like you said, we wouldn't see the sisters wouldn't see their husbands in weeks. Oh,
yeah.
Boy, we would be so. Yeah, the sisters just stood by. We took care of our home. Yeah, we did take care of our home and the property of our husband when he wasn't there. He wasn't there. And it wasn't bad either. It wasn't bad. Those were the foundations that helped us to be, brought us up to be where we are now. Went after Imam W.D. Muhammad, you know, Allah bless him, give him a short coming and accept him into paradise. Yes, indeed. I miss him, too. I really miss him. That helped a lot of us to be strong and have that strong will and really be dedicated to our religion and start studying more. When he came in, you know, we took the Quran, the Quran by, his name, Muhammad Mulana Ali, the Quran that
yeah,
he had during those days, and took it
yeah,
off the shelf.
Ali. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Took it off the shelf and dusted it and started reading it. And started doing a good job too, and studying it. And believe, even though later
then
on
Muhammad,
he changed him.
Then Muhammad brought us to Yusuf Ali. Yes, Muhammad.
That's right.
Yusuf Ali.
He sure did. From Muhammad Mulana Ali to Yusuf Ali. Yeah.
Right.
That's right. I remember. Things really took place
anyone
in our lives.
On the side? I was saying,
yeah, there is
on
Brother
the
Suja.
Side?
I guess he's resting. Brother Suja is on. I guess he's resting, but it's 8:43 now, and it won't be long. We'll be ending. And then maybe Suja closes out. Yeah. Brother Suja?
How's it going?
Put the coffee cup down for a minute, brother.
I was listening. I mean, and it was interesting, you know.
Yes, it was.
We got a story. We got a story to tell.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do, Sujan. Can't nobody tell it like we can.
We got a real story to tell, you know. And that's important with our children, that they know our history.
That's right.
They let them know where we came from.
That's right. And that way it'll be easy to understand where we're headed. That's right. Let them know where we came from, and that way it'll be much easier for them to understand where we're headed and why we want them to pass, accept their baton, run with it, and do what we prepared them to do. Help what we, what Allah blessed us and helped us to prepare them to do. And a lot of them are doing a good job.
Alhamdulillah. The Almighty Elijah Muhammad, he brought the concept of do something for self.
That's
how
right.
How to live.
Sure
you know,
is.
Unite with your own kind.
That's right.
Yeah. And
Nation, you can accomplish what you will. Yep.
Yeah. He called say you are a foolish people.
Uh-huh.
So educate the most.
Right.
Pay your debt. Heaven is under our feet. Let's dig it out. let's look now at the physical contribution of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
That's right.
Which, as you know, are unique in Black history in America.
Mm-hmm.
He was more successful in more different areas of manufacturing, trade, and commerce than any other Baladian leader. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was the first Baladian to bring jobs into our community from overseas trade. And that's what none of these leaders is doing. They're not bringing jobs for that. That is a high accomplishment, you know.
Yes,
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was the first Baladian to bring jobs into our community from overseas trade, from Peru.
Right.
South America.
Right.
He imported millions of pounds of white and Asian G. Millions.
That's right.
That's right. Thousands now, but millions.
White and Asian G from Peru to
Japan in the Far East. He imported a shipload of household goods from Morocco in Africa. The now famous Salam Sardine.
Sardines.
He was responsible for the development of many other businesses in our community, i.e. the supermarket, the bakeries, the cleaners, restaurants, including the famous Salam restaurant.
That's right.
Also, the Muhammad's newspaper and warehouse.
Right.
The Chicago lamb packet plant.
Right.
With farmland, north and south.
Mm-hmm.
The Southern Massville and school complex.
That's
many apartments and small homes dwell in the transportation field.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Army Lab Muhammad was second to none with a massive fleet of Kenworth tractors.
That's right. Kenworth.
Yes,
that's right.
Smaller and city trucks. Later, transport planes and
that's
a modern
right.
air system.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I mean, it's on and on.
Yes,
indeed. So we had an example that was before us.
That's true.
You know, and we got to keep on going in this direction. And start planting some seeds in the ground.
Right.
You know, you got to do
watch it grow. That's right. Watch it grow. That's right. We have
Alhamdulillah. You know, we know it can be done because somebody that was before us set an example that it should
right.
be done. Then he was a man that had a third grade education.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So
he was a man with the master plan.
Yeah. He don't want to admit that the dog was in. You know, they want to try to put something ugly on it.
Yeah.
You know, that he's saying that he's a prophet. He ain't never said he was a prophet.
He ain't never said that. And neither did Jesus.
You know,
and neither did Jesus say he was a prophet. Jesus didn't say he was no God.
No.
Yeah. So we got honor.
Oh yeah.
And we can be proud. You know.
Sweet memories. Oh yeah. Sweet memories.
Yeah. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. We thank Allah for this Ramadan.
Yes.
And inshallah, we pray that we have somebody. It's always like this, that somebody is great pops up from among us.
Yes. Right?
You know, we had people like Muhammad Ali and Imam Wafidi Muhammad. We had people that pop up from among us.
Allah sent to us.
Yeah. It's that environment. It's that environment. You know, and you always don't have people's somebody is real sincere and real serious among us.
Oh yeah.
They're gonna rise up and they're gonna help all of us.
Praise be to Allah. Here come the prodigal son. Here come the prodigal son in the house. Here come the prodigal son in the house. My husband is coming out.
He's a hard worker. You don't have too many sincere brothers. You know, you got people that talk that sincerely, but you don't have too many.
Everybody asks about you, Sujah.
Alhamdulillah.
Everybody be asking about you, Sujah. And they into what y'all doing, too, when you tell them about y'all want to get that restaurant fish place and stuff going. People are really trying to help and find a decent location.
Allah Akbar. Yeah. We got to get it going, brother. Get it going before
it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You know, because we're going to get our reparation. So we're going to get our reparation. We're going to put it to work.
Yeah.
We're going to put our reparation to work. Well, it's almost that time, brothers. And I appreciate y'all so much. I really do. So, Akbar, he didn't come on tonight. But anyway, we talked about Ramadan from the beginning on up until now.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we had a very good history. We had a story to tell.
That was some good information that Brother Sharif gave.
Brother Sharif started off reading the paper. Yeah, that Muslim, I'm going to get that paper, too.
Yeah.
If I don't already have it yet. Oh, in February. Right in February 2024. Yeah, I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get it. Yep. That was very good. Thank you so much. Thank you, brother Muhammad Sharif, so much. You know, and your reading, I enjoyed it so much. And thank you, brother.
Yeah,
I'm all right,
Bob.
That's nice.
And it's good. The sisters now can sit down and. Our brothers are coming on back up now, and that's good. And we can appreciate that because we need our brothers, you know. And we don't need them to be messing around doing a whole lot of nonsense, but we need them to have the strong shoulders like they used to have, you know. And stand up, ye Muslims. Stand for your rights. And remember that? That's part of the margin song. And then instead of your mission, you can accomplish what you will. I think it was something like that. You end up all you Muslims. Fight for your rights.
Mm-hmm.
It was So beautiful. Beautiful. And I just wish we could write a book just about that. Is there one out anywhere where the history, our history has been wrote up and put in a book and put out there for people to read about us? Just us, the Nation of Islam here in America, in North America.
Well,
anybody
we got
know of anybody with a book?
This is the Imam Shahid program today, and Imam Shahid Abdullah, his guest was Layla.
No, I didn't. I sure didn't.
Mubarak came on. Mubarak spoke for a while. Yeah. It's in the archives. You can go back in the archives of MP60 and hear it. I mean, she told about a whole lot of things we hadn't even heard about. She got a group called WOMB, W-O-M-B. She's going all over.
Yeah.
She's going to be.
I've heard of that. I did hear about that. Boom. Yeah, I heard about that.
It's a group of sisters.
Okay, I have to go back and listen to that in the archive. So whose number is this right here? Listen, brothers, listen to this right here. Here's somebody just popped up here. 111-1111. Now, what kind of number is that?
Yeah, we know who that is. We know who that is.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we know.
All right.
Let him in.
Yes, we do. Open up the door. Let him in. That's right. I thought maybe I would mention that. Okay, it just popped up, too, just now. But we're going to close out. And Brother Suja, would you do us that honor? Thank you all, brothers. Thank you all. I appreciate y'all input tonight. And we sisters just sit back and enjoyed it. Yes. And it'd be good. Oh, they gone now. See, they gone now. See, they shut down.
Alhamdulillah.
They know we on to them. They know we on to them. They shut down now. They gone on off the air. They gone. Number erased. Alhamdulillah. Well, Allah is working this show. Allah is
amen. Sheikh Rajim. With Allah's name. Most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace, not of those whom thy wrath is brought down, not those who go astray,
Amen. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Thank you all.
I went on that program, Sister Daya, but I was kind of a little bit late. The reading of the Bible and the reading of the Quran.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna try to get on the third one, and that's with brother with brother Farrakhan.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to get on the third group. Not tomorrow.
The third group.
Tomorrow
okay.
is the second, and after tomorrow is the third. Inshallah.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Well, then you have a number to call him, or you want me to call him to let him know that you want to be in his group?
Yes, ma'am. Could you do that, please?
Okay, I will.
All right.
I'll call him.
All right, then.
Alhamdulillah. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm going to say Ramadan Mubarak, Assalamu Alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak, and we see right now what this Ramadan is going to be like. I mean, it's on, like the young people say, it's on like popcorn.
I'm good.
So like popcorn now. He even gave me some energy. And here I am, can hardly walk. I mean, I bet I'll be strutting when this Ramadan is over, inshallah. I'll be strutting. It's already starting off right. I feel the good already. Okay. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Sharifa. And Sister Karan, Ramadan Mubarak, to everybody.
Ramadan Mubarak.
And I love you all, bottom of my heart. I do, my brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak, and thank you.